downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We back at it again, smash and dash. I got my brother, my twin, might as well say triplets on here. We got Adam Pac-Man Jones, cornerback, one of the best cornerbacks to do it, boxer, rapper. Pat got the pack.
Pat got the damn pack.
What's happening, man? What's good with you, bro?
What's up, man? Appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man.
You know that. You know that. We're going to talk about a lot of different things before we get into these sports. I kind of want you to touch on, let us know how you got into the getting your own strand and got your own situation, Pat. Got the Pat. How you get into that?
I still ain't got mine, so I ain't gonna trip. But yeah, Jesus Pat, dude, got
I'm
the
not
pack.
Even getting that story with you today, Lindell. Hey, but anybody that know me know I'm a big advocate of the cannabis space.
Junie.
What's up, Junie?
I've been back and forth working on this for, I would say, 9 years now with Burner. I started off with my own growth in Denver, which we still have. But yeah, man, it's been a process of popping different seeds, crossing different strands. And I finally came up with what I like, you know, which is a Biscotti cross with a Jealousy two-time. Yeah, it's been a process, but it's doing good.
Oh, yes, sir. You say Biscotti mixed with Jealousy. You know, I'm a heavy advocate for the marijuana too, so I know exactly what you got crossing there. You clearly know what you got going on when it comes to a mixture. When it comes to my favorite mix, I'm more of like a Runtz. I'm a Runtz with a maybe Gelato cross somehow, some way, or even like a Kush, the original OG Kush with some Runtz somehow, some way. That'd be a fire cross too, man. I'm looking for that OG Kush still, Pack. We ain't seen it in a long time.
I know that OG Kush hard, the real one, the good one, is hard to get around that.
I swear it is, man.
Oh, what's up, man? That was up, man. You know I'm proud of you on that move or whatever. But I want to kick the shits, bro. What do you feel? Because I got a story to tell. I got a story to tell after you give this answer, bro. So where do you feel like you rank amongst fastest players in the league? All time, man.
Bro. Why you do that, 2K? 2K, wild boy.
I don't know. That's a hard rank, but
Pack, you be thinking you could
running,
be.
It's different. It's different between running a 40 and running a 100.
Whatever you want, however you want. Racing. No, we're talking about pure football speed. We ain't talking about no track, no that.
You talking about like Deion, okay, Darryl
like
Green?
Game speed, football, not track speed.
DeSean, yeah, no, not track speed.
I would say you football speed is definitely up number one. I think the boy from Miami,
Tyreek,
he played fast. He run fast and he played fast.
Right.
I think Ted Ginn played fast when he ran. Like,
right,
that motherfucker could move when he wanted to move.
Teddy Ginn was one of them.
I put him up there. It was another receiver. I can't remember his name. He wore 88, played with the Bills. That motherfucker was lightning.
Was it back. Lee? Was that
Lee?
Lee son? Yeah. Was that back in the, I think I know who you're talking about back in the day.
He was on the track team and everything coming out of college and everything. He won like the 100 or the 60. I forget his name. He wore 88, but he was fast as hell. D-Jack played fast.
Yeah. So you ranking yourself that low? You already at five. I'm surprised by this.
I would say I would probably rank. I would even put Hester ran fast, bro. He played fast at punt return. Now, wide receiver, he didn't run fast at all. He was a sitting duck at wide receiver.
Speaking of that, though, you think you a better returner than Devin Hester, though, don't you?
Personally, hell yeah. He might got more yards, but he know he ain't a bet. Man, I'm Picasso. I paint pictures back there. You know what I mean?
My dog say Andy Warhol, man. Pitch. Don't play late. Yeah.
I'm saying we're going to build the wall and let him run this way and use his speed, which he was great at doing. But Andy had an unbelievable unit, too.
Right.
Yeah, he had starting linebackers that was on the punt return team. We ain't have all that. But I ain't taking nothing away from him. I still think he should have been first ballot Hall of Fame because his numbers.
Yes, sir.
And then, shit, me, and I put Sproles up there too. Sproles, they up. Yeah, I ain't putting them in no certain order, but
yeah,
these are the guys that I would put up there.
Yeah. For sure. And also, so I'm surprised by that. The reason why I say I'm surprised, you put yourself those people above you because
I didn't really put them. I only put probably two of them above me.
Who?
I was being biased, motherfucker.
So is 2K above you?
Hell no. No, 2K running away from linebackers.
Oh, that's all he was running away from?
Yeah.
Oh, slow ass jit, man.
I knew he was gonna come like that. That's why I went on ahead and baited him before I tell the story. So the story.
I already knew what you were gonna
Pro Bowl,
say.
We talking about Pro Bowl?
No. Okay, so I get drafted
about the night we went out.
No. I ain't even talking about that night. So I get drafted to Tennessee, right? So like I get drafted. So I'm like, shoot, I know all these different guys. Here we got VY, we got Lindell, we got these guys. But when I was my first ever my freshman year in college, right? We going to play West Virginia. Right, so we in a special team meeting or whatever. So our special team coach like, they got a bad motherfucker back there named Pac-Man Jones. But we're not scared of him. Adam, Pac-Man, I don't give a damn what we're kicking him the ball, this and that, whatever.
Pim, pim, pim.
First play of the game. Boom.
Pim, pim.
Went to the crib, right? So like, okay, all that. So fast forward from that. So I get drafted to Tennessee. So I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Pac-Man on here, know what I'm saying? So I'm like, finna meet my boy, this and that. I get to Tennessee. This the year he gets suspended. Yeah. So I never meet, bro, ever before then.
Yeah.
I'm in Tennessee, you know, some people, you like, they mistake us.
Yeah,
like,
for sure, like, all the time.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's so crazy. So my first NFL offseason, he probably gonna remember when I tell it. I get to Miami. I'm walking up the steps at Fountain Blue. And next thing you know, I just hear like a loud motor, a white Bentley pull up. Boom, I'm walking up the steps. Hey, CJ. I'm like, what the hell that is?
But no.
So this is my first time ever meeting him, right? Know what I'm saying? And you would think just from like how we interacted, like we would have been knew each other.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, where the hell are you going? Hey, I want to race you right now. Middle of the street, let's go.
Bro, what's wrong with Pac, man?
I'm like, man, this man is crazy. But, bro, from that time, from right then, the whole weekend, me and bro vibe the whole weekend, and, like, we've been like this ever since, man. And that you know, I just, that's love. That was love, bro.
Hey, that was a hell of a story. Damn, boy, you almost brought back chills and tears to my body. But yeah,
what's crazy is when I first got to the league though too, like, it's crazy you say that though, CJ, because when I first got to the NFL, you know who my vet was? I first walk in the locker room, Pat man, like, hey, you like, he said, hey, Lindell, come here. I'll go over there. Like, what you do? I know you smoke weed, nigga. You from LA. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, oh yeah, you ride with me at the practice. Come with me, bro. And I promise you, from the first day I stepped in practice facilities until Pac left, I was with Pac every day. My house literally was shit 5 minutes away from Pac-Man's house because it was on the same block and all. That's because I was hanging with dog. It was crazy. I was sad when, you know, he got suspended. It's crazy because I remember that the night like it was yesterday, that I don't even want to get back into that because it's old news. But, you know, we was at the casino gambling and getting on. True story, though, my dog had a Louis knapsack, y'all, with about a quarter M in it. And I promise you that. And I know people be thinking it's a game. Dogs walking around Vegas, Louis knapsack. You know what I'm saying? With about a quarter M in it. That was back when 2 Chainz was our weed, man. True story.
No cap, that was 4 duffel bags. You know what I mean? I always tell people that story too, show, because it's a lot of guys that was nothing as far as media and stuff. As far as the media and stuff, I'm gonna say as far as media and blowing up to what they is now, I can go down the list: 2 Chainz, Slime, Gucci, 808.
Yes.
Metro.
Bro, yes. All of them, bro.
The Housewives, Corey Gamble. I went to school with Corey Gamble. He was my fullback. He married to
Yeah.
Kardashian's mom.
Oh, wow. I can't remember
all this show, but like, we've been doing this. We've been blessed to be doing this a good amount of time.
Bro, listen, like, Jeezy, T.I., all them, man. You put me on all them. I've been at the birthday bash with you. We went through the back fence. I remember you buying all the bottles in Club 112, man, and made Jeezy come buy them bottles from you because he was acting funny at the birthday bash. I'll never forget stuff like that, bro.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. I can only imagine if we all played on that same team, man.
We would have won.
2K, that would have been a Super Bowl. You got to remember, that's the year you came in. You got hurt and stuff, but if we'd had a return man back there, something like, bro, we definitely could have won that Super Bowl that year. We was a couple plays away. It's crazy.
The defense was pretty solid, too.
Yeah, defense was pretty solid.
Finnegan was playing just like Pac-Man back then. I ain't going to lie. He thought he was Pac Jr. On everything.
Yeah, we had them on both sides.
Boy, we had some dogs.
He didn't have none of that at first. He was just a kid from Sanford. I'm talking to you. Like, what the hell school you went to again, man? Lame. Like, he used to walk around. Like, Finnegan, come on, bro. You got to get some nuts, bro.
drop them, man.
Drop them, bro. It's time to go. And, you know, I created a monster.
Hey, right. Man, I just seen somewhere. You remember Vinny, the dude we used to play with, right, Vinny? Vinny's a lawyer at a firm somewhere. And that's congrats to Vinny, man. For real, he's a big-time lawyer somewhere right now. It's pretty dope to see that, dog. I only know you remember because he was in the same back where he was playing DB with you back then for V-Tech.
No way, Vinny's a lawyer.
Vinny's a lawyer. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Yeah, shout out to you, Vinny, man. That's dope as hell.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, I've heard stories like that wasn't the secondary coach room. I heard that was your room, Pat.
Oh, yeah, it was. I coached the room. I was there before everybody. I watched more film than everybody.
Man, right. Listen, that wasn't that.
I would go sit with Swartz, bro.
Hey, listen. No.
Tell me what it is. Shit, I can run my own meeting.
No, John. Hell no.
My Monday night.
2K. No. Pat, man, used to bully that poke DB coach, man. DB coach, you know, Pat, man, with the shits, man. Pat, man, come out to practice fresh-ass Air Force Ones, unlaced, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to be
hard, though.
No, he's going to go crazy. Ain't nobody catching the pass on him. He playing receiver and cornerback. He doing his thing. But as soon as the quarterback coach or the receiver or the DB coach would be like, Pat, man, dude, he'd be like, hey, shut up. I made my money to you. Who the fuck are you talking to? And I'd be like, oh my God, dog, that man, can you imagine getting into the league and hearing one of your dogs or the man on the team? You know, he was a first round pick the year before. And dog, like, wait, who are you talking to? You know, I make my money. You shut your ass up, sit down over there. I'm like, oh,
man, we had Jeff Fisher, man. As long as Fisher said everything was good, I was
on game.
Yeah, Fisher, right. Hey, look, I practice hard, I work hard.
Fisher, hey, Pac, I got to keep it real.
I was off limit.
Nobody in America that I ever played with, I mean, other than. CJU was definitely one of them. Reggie Bush for sure. But what I'm just talking about, like just pure, raw, go out there. We come back from Magic City at 7 o'clock in the morning in the Lambo. We pull up straight to the facility. Pat go out there, warm up. He throwing up, but still practice the full day and go crazy, man. Bro, remember when we was at, what game was that? I think it's a Philly, bro. We go out the night before. We went hanging out.
All night, bro. I told Fish, I'm like, bro, we going out tonight. He like, long time play.
What? Yeah, bro, that man went to hang. We hanging out, yo. I'll never forget. Yeah, I remember this. We're hanging out.
I had a punt return for 96. 96. Threw up in the garbage can. I had to go right back on defense. Let's go.
I promise, dog. Came to the sideline, let it fly, bro. I was like, yeah, this dude, Pac-Man, different. He gangster for sure. Bro, that was seeing that with my own eyes. That's how I know, bro. And I got to give you your flowers, man, because I seen you out of football for 2 years and then I seen you come back, man, and lock the game up for a whole nother 10. I don't think people understand, you know, how hard it is, first of all, to get to the NFL. But for somebody to write you off and then you, like Gino say, you ain't right back. And then you came back, you got Dallas and you played with Cincinnati. You went all pro still, dog. Hey, man, my flowers are off to you. You know, you my big brother. But, dog, you are one of them people that stories are written about, books are written about. And, man, you are one of them stories that are – I'm proud to say that I know you, man, and I love you, bro, because I know where you came from. And to see you still going, dog, I'm proud of you, Pac, for real talk, man.
I appreciate it, bro. And all that shit is just a mental drive, you know. Like, shit, I broke my neck, too.
Yeah, sure did.
My whole thing processing through my mind was, I'm going to get the laugh at this shit. Like, I'm not going to let them tell me when I can stop playing. I'm not going to let them dictate when I'm going to do or what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish on my own. And that's how the end of the story. Like, mentally, that's how I was thinking, you know. And like you said, fuck, break my neck, sit out a fucking year, get suspended a year, come back, sign a one-year deal, sign another one-year deal, sign a two-year deal, then sign another two-year deal, then a three-year deal. So, like, mentally, I always like, fuck it, I'm going to get the last laugh at this. It might then start, well, it started the way I wanted to start, but it kind of got a little shaky in the middle. But I was tunnel vision. Like, nobody probably, I'm explaining it, but, like, during that time, I don't think nobody was thinking like I was thinking. They're like, shit, you know, it probably over with Pat, you know, right. This and
I
that.
I know, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of niggas counted you.
Not at one time did I ever think that it was over with.
Yes, sir. Right. That's what's up, bro.
Termination. But let's go and jump into some football here, man. You know, playoff time.
What you do know you who think? He gonna go with? You already know who. Anything who you Bengals, young. I don't even want to. Hey, come on.
Are the Titans in it?
Hey, like, bro, what you taking,
bro?
You act like they didn't.
Tighten up, bro. Now.
You know
tighten
what's up. Funny though? Pack, I love you, but you act like you ain't a Titan, my man. Stop
I
doing
am.
That.
I do. All right. Listen, I cannot rep the Titans this year because they're not in it.
Right. All right, bro.
So who y'all repping for? Y'all ain't repping for the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bengals with Joe, the way Joe is playing, he definitely has a shot to play. Like, I'm not going to knock him out of it, but I just, you know, unless hey, Big Reed.
You ain't seen nobody like
you going
Joe.
Buffalo.
Huh?
I'm going Buffalo.
You going Buffalo?
Yeah.
I like that.
Did
I
you
like
look it. At the game last week?
I did. I just like their quarterback,
yeah,
man.
I'm just asking, I'm finna tell you, did you look at the game last week?
Some of it.
All right. I want you to go back and look at that motherfucker again. All y'all Ryan Josh Allen tell right now, he probably got another 2-3 years. That shit gonna slow down. Only reason we talking about Josh Allen right now is because his feet is definitely not his fucking arm, because he had at least 6 throws last week that was late. Did you see the pick?
Overthrowing.
Did you see the pick?
Yeah, there was a few where he shouldn't, like, you wonder what.
I'm going off a few games.
I'm going off the whole season. Yeah, when he came out of college, CJ, what was his MO? What was they saying that he couldn't do? He was what? Inaccurate.
Yeah, they did say that.
How many quarterbacks do they say that's inaccurate that's all of a sudden getting accurate? Not many.
Yeah, Pat, but what I'm saying, I'm not saying that he's overall a better quarterback. I'm just saying I like him this year. I like him to win it this year.
Not if we got to play him.
I'm just saying. Okay, so what's your remainder? What's your rank? AFC quarterbacks, your remainder.
My ranking of AFC quarterbacks.
Who's number one, Pat?
That's still in the playoffs right now. We know who your number one is.
Right. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He done beat both of them. He done beat goddamn Patrick Mahomes 3 times, 4. Every time. And he got the best coordinator in offense. I mean, the best offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Right.
You think that, hold on, young. You saying right like that's just, you think that dude is a better offensive mind than Andy Reid?
No, he said Andy Reid is the best. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I said he got the best.
Yeah, come on, bro. I ain't nobody better than Andy Reid. If you look at them plays, even week before last, he late too. Shit, them motherfuckers be so open when Andy Reid call a play.
Yeah.
All you got to do is throw the ball on time.
You damn right.
Okay, so boom. I'm going to say Joe Burrow, number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's left. I got to put Mahomes too. I will go 3, Allen.
Okay. And they got your boy from Jacksonville.
Yeah. T-Law been playing some ball, though. Throw four picks and then come back and win that game. That's big-time football, man. That's what scares me about the Jags, that they already have been in the worst. Like, ain't nobody expecting them to do nothing, man. So you got to watch out for a team like that. They, like, ain't nobody putting, like, nobody's expecting them to do anything right now.
They dangerous, but I don't know how long that shit gonna last.
Yeah, I think that the road ends here.
That game should have been over with. That was bad coaching. I could have played cover two man, slowed the whole game down, bro. We up this many points.
Listen, that coach should be fired. Ain't no way in hell you up 28 points and you lose the game. I don't care. In the NFL, you need to get fired out of that.
It happened though. We got down, we was down 21. We came back and beat the Jets, goddamn, in Nashville. We was down 21 in the fourth quarter.
No, that was the Giants. You're right.
Giants, I mean.
Yeah, the Giants. You're right.
We was down 21, four quarters. I never forget that game.
And see, it's crazy because them same teams, I think them one of them same giant teams went on to win one of them Super Bowls, right?
They won the Super Bowl that year. Yeah,
yeah, that's crazy, dog. Yeah,
that's crazy. So what's your NFC?
That would be on that side. And then if I had to go to the other side, I'm going to go,
Jalen Hurts got to be number one, right?
Yeah, of course. Jalen Hurts, number one. I would go to kid from San Francisco.
Oh, Brock Purdy.
Brother, no. Don't just hit me up. I got to put Dak up there. Dak playing good. He played good last week, Chuck.
I mean, Dak played good against a team that's been struggling all year. It ain't like Tampa Bay literally has not shown us that they are a pedigree of team to do anything.
Did he play good?
Yeah, he played decent.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I got to see him this. I want to see him this week. I can't wait to see Dak this week when the real defense show up to play. I'm going to see if he don't be throwing the ball to because Dak, we had Shady on here, your dog, and Shady said Dak play like ass. He be throwing the quarter, like he throw the ball to the other team so easy. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. I don't really think Dak's out there, but this is your ranking. So you got Hurts and Dak Prescott.
And we got San Francisco. He had the bottom two. But he only showed me.
He undefeated, man. And he went out there. That boy out there putting up numbers in the playoff game. It ain't like he didn't. He folded last week. When he settled down, he was looking good last week.
So you want to give him three?
I don't. Who else is the, what's the other team in the NFC in the playoffs right now?
It's San Francisco. The Cowboys.
You got Philly and who else? There's one I can't
get. Philly. Missing one. Fuck.
Don't worry. I got it right here.
Philly.
I can't believe it. It's crazy how we know exactly who be on there, but when you think about it.
Left in the playoffs? Giants.
God damn. Giants. Yeah, you can't figure about it. Dan Jones been playing good.
That's why we couldn't fucking think about it. Fuck the Giants. See, how in the fuck did the Giants get in here? No, I'm just playing.
Saquon was running joking. That rock. Hey, but look,
Dan Jones looked good. That's why I don't know. Man, Danny was running that thing. He extended the play. Shit.
Right. Yeah, I put him third. Yeah,
and then I put the last pick of the draft last.
Yeah,
Mr. Relevant in front of Daniel Jones. How not? The man ain't lost a game yet this year. What you want me to do?
You're right about that.
I until he loses a game, like I mean, shit, like it ain't like he ain't been playing scrubs. He been coming in and playing meaningful games, like so. It ain't like, and he's been winning. And he been putting money on the board.
See, this the money game right here.
I can't wait, boy.
Yeah, we gonna see. Yeah, we gonna see.
Pack, who your like, give me a Super Bowl prediction in?
I got Eagles, Bengals.
Eagles, Bengals. Young, what you think?
I picked this at the beginning of the year too, just to let you guys know.
That's hard. I got San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
San Fran Bills.
And I like that. Ooh,
you can
that's
throw your card away this weekend.
I got San Fran Chiefs. I ain't gonna lie. It's a rematch. Man, it's gonna be a rematch of that Super Bowl we was down there for. Remember, we was down there for the Super right before COVID. That Super Bowl.
Yeah, we was San in Miami.
Fran, yeah, exactly. The San Fran Chiefs rematch. I think it's gonna be a San Fran Chiefs rematch.
Yeah, it's dang. I might have to go back on mine because this is what I'm thinking, though. I think with San Fran, the quarterback, he ain't got no experience, man. These playoffs, and when you know the deep end of playoffs, they get real. Know what I'm saying? So I got to go either Mahomes or Bengals because Burrow got experience. Mahomes got experience.
So you saying the Bills? You going away from the Bills?
It's hard. It's hard.
So you saying Bengals?
I want Bills to do it, but I just think Bengals, I think Chiefs. Burrow. Yeah, I think Burrow. He done been in it a lot, and he got some experience.
Yeah, and Joe Cool also said the other day that man. They said, "With your Super Bowl window ending." He said, "Man, my Super Bowl window is my whole career. Y'all sleep. I don't know what the hell you thought."
It's too cool.
I will say this, bro. If they can keep them receivers together.
Woo. T. Higgins and Jay Chase.
Man, that's gonna be a hard tandem to fuck with, like because of Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
Like and I was talking on my other show on Believe with Solomon earlier today, like that play that he made on that third down, because that anybody else, that's a sack.
Yeah.
Well, he got up out of there and got the first down. That, to me, that was one of the biggest parts of the game, even though they did get the ball back, but time of possession, that was a big part of the game.
Right. It definitely was. So we're going to get back to our Titans, man. We got a couple quarterbacks who, you know, a couple veterans who they say might be available. We got, well, we know Derek Carr going to be available for sure. Then you got Brady. Then you got A-Rod. Do you think the Titans should make a push at one of those three, or what should the Titans do? Should they draft a quarterback early or what?
We don't.
Get A-Rod, right. Titans are contenders.
See, I'm with him.
I'm not talking about for AFC. I'm talking about for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yes.
Derek Carr, I don't know if you're making your team too much better. Yeah, he can throw the ball better than the quarterbacks that you guys have.
Yeah, he's better than Tannehill right now.
It would be a plus, I think. I think Derek Carr is y'all best bet of who might land there.
Right.
I don't know how the thing with Green Bay and A-Rod going to go. I'm quite sure y'all want to get a quarterback right now that y'all can have for security. And I think, me personally, I think he probably fit it, you know, coming from Vegas. You know, they done kicked his ass out of there. And Carr can play. It ain't like Carr no bum. No, he can play. Now, doing playoffs, I don't know, but he can play.
Right.
I just think with Derrick Henry right now, I don't feel like we can draft and try to wait for a quarterback to, you know, become a guy. It's like the window with Derrick Henry is the next couple years. And, you know, let's be realistic. Like, unfortunately, I still think he's a top five running back. But as far as injuries are concerned, we have seen in the last 2 years he haven't been able to finish or, you know, play a full season. And that might be because of the wear and tear. You never know. But I only say that, you know, we all play this game. You only have a certain amount of years to play and get it done. So if they smart, you try to pursue Thomas Patrick Edward Eugene Brady. What's crazy, I don't even dare, because you listen, we know that they're going to put 8 in the box with Derrick Henry, but when you bring Tom Brady, there's no way in hell you can do that. He instantly gives you credibility with the passing game, and you instantly get motherfuckers that want to sign in Tennessee right away just because Tom Brady is there. So, I mean, even A-Rod, but we will see, because one thing I do know, we have the greatest owner in the world with Miss Amy, but for some reason, our GMs in the past have been absolutely dog water, like hot dog water, man. They don't know how to re-sign nobody. They didn't let, you know, every one of our top players, from CJ to Eddie George to, you know, whoever it may be, they always let somebody go. So they better figure it out and figure it out soon. Who do you think, 2K? Because I don't.
I'm going to say Derek Carr, because I feel like if we get Derek Carr, we got a chance on getting Davante Adams. And that'll solve our receiver.
But when we going to get Davante in 2 years?
Huh?
In 2 years?
No, I'm talking about a trade.
Okay.
Because he came out and said, I'm only here. Derek here. So if Derek leave, I'm pretty sure he going to want out. So that's my logic of things.
I respect that.
I like that. That's a good if a woulda, coulda.
Right.
I don't know if the Raiders trade Davante, because that's all they got.
Right.
They about to get CJ Stroud or one. They about to get a nice quarterback in the draft, though.
Yeah,
some quarterbacks coming out this year.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we like to end up on a little story time, man. I got a question for my boy. I just want to know what happens when you're with an organization and they make you have a security guard to follow you around, to hang out with you, to make sure nothing happens. The security guard is supposed to be protecting you, but
you're a wild boy, okay?
Oh, you asked.
Hey, that's the saying we got around here. Me and my brothers, and no, security ain't safe, man.
I'm telling you,
it wasn't like that, man. So let me give you the story.
Man, the roughed up security, man.
First of all, I left the house. I had just bought that R8 Audi. And at the time, Jerry's like, hey, yo, call me, call, make sure, let the security know when you're leaving the crib, at least so they can follow you or be behind you or whatever. And this particular night, Ludacris and somebody else were having a movie screening downtown at the hotel. So shit, I called them like, yo, I'm about to leave. I got to be out of here in 10 minutes. If y'all ain't here, this is where I'm going. Boom, 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 boom. But knowing when I'm called, they come out. Because we had two houses on the property. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, I always had somebody there, you know what I mean, to follow me. So this particular night, the motherfuckers weren't there. They were supposed to be in there. So I'm like, shit, bro, I'm gone. I got to go. I already told them I'm meeting, right? Boom. Man, babe, we fly down there. We get to the hotel. Everything good. Boom. Having a great little time. So halfway through it, I see Tommy coming in. So he come in, boom. I'm like, what up, Tommy? And I'm like joking to him. Like, man, where the fuck you been all night? He like, man, why the fuck you leave, man? Then call Jerry and tell him ain't nobody there. I'm like, man, whatever. Fuck it. I ain't studying your ass. I go to have me a wine. Boom, 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 boom. I go to the bathroom. He in the bathroom pissing when I walk in, right? So I like nudge him, like push him a little bit and start laughing. But he pissed all on himself. He was hot, bro. And like, he pushed me. I'm like, man, what the? Like, oh my God. Oh, I said, tell me what's wrong with you, man. I slapped his ass from here all the way down 75 to Atlanta. He tore that motherfucking bathroom up.
Boy, this man love to fight, man.
Hey, that motherfucker was $110,000 Jerry had to pay for that bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Man. Hey, man, chandeliers, everything was tore up. Man, I couldn't believe that he had the nerve to do that shit. I'm like, come on, old man.
Man, I had me some great nights with this man, Pat, man, dog.
That was suck. So who your next match, man? Who your next boxing match?
You hey, now, hold on, Pat. Hey, Pat, you might want to stop playing with them big, swole white boys on them PEDs, man.
Yeah, no, he was.
They got you. Hey,
I dropped the ball.
Pat, they got you as memes like moonwalking and stuff out here, man.
Hey, that happened, bro. It's a part of the sport, bro.
I know.
Part. But I didn't get knocked down. He hit me with one or two good punches. It's cool. You live to see another day.
What you had said about
it? It should show the whole fight. If they're gonna show the one little part, you should see the whole fight.
But you know they ain't gonna do that, Pat. They gonna.
It don't matter. But man, listen, I have nothing to prove to nobody. People know that you know what type of time I'm on.
Definitely.
Moonwalk. Okay, play with Michael Jackson, and I'm gonna moonwalk your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Pat, don't get mad at me. I didn't turn it into a meme, bro.
No, I ain't worried about no meme. No. It's not the first meme. It's going to be the last meme. They should have said, ching, ching, ching.
You did. What you was about to say, man, huh?
That's what I'm saying. So do you take it different now? Because I know, like, everybody know the boxing is a sport, and you know it's different fighting on the streets. You'll whoop some ass on the street.
No, I just got to fight my weight. I can't be going fighting either. Nigga weighing 250, 230.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm saying. So do you think you really can actively, I ain't going to say a career, it's something for fun or whatever, train for boxing and do it and still smoke?
Yeah. I've been smoking in everything I've ever done. The first fight, I had a really good fight, but I trained more. I only trained for 17 days on the second fight, and you can tell the difference between
the first fight and the second fight.
I think if you training the way you should train, I don't think the smoking weed, I don't think it hurts you.
Right, and I asked that because I was at the first fight, and I seen the second fight on TV, and I felt like the only difference was I felt like he was in more shape than you. Like, know what I'm saying? I felt like
most definitely.
Yeah. So it makes sense when you say you only trained for 17 days. So,
yeah, that ain't.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared. Like, you can't treat boxing like a football game, and I learned that this time. You got to motherfucking get your ass 2 months. You know what I mean?
Right.
To get ready. But neither here or there. He was the better man on that day.
Right, right.
You know, you look at it, you fucking figure out what you did wrong. figure out what you could have did better, go in and fight again.
Right. Shit, oh, so you're gonna line it up again. You lining it up again for sure.
Bro, that's not even a question because I enjoy fighting.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely coming to the next one.
How soon are we looking at for another one?
It's gonna be like April, May time.
But I'm doing
my own card this time, so it'll be good. We'll be in the building. I'm figuring out locations now.
That's what's up, man.
Appreciate you coming on, Twin, for real, man. Love
having on here, brother. It's all love.
I appreciate y'all for having me too.
Yes, sir. Time. Let's get together soon, man.
Downtown, we live.